We bring you thanks for everything you have done. We bring you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bring you thanks for all you have done. We bring you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, we give you thanks.
Blessed be your name, Master, for all you have done. Be glorified and be honored. Thank you, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 4. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Against hope, he believed in hope. I am speaking on enemies of hope, dash, causes of hopelessness, enemies of hope, which also refers to causes of hopelessness. Hopelessness is a major plague in society today. A great majority of human beings live in hopelessness and they live in despair. The outcome of that includes the following, but is not limited to the following. When people exist without hope and live in hopelessness, number one, they live below life's full potential. Anywhere hope is lost, potential is under attack. They live below put it like this, consequences of hopelessness. First, living below life's full potential. Second, living as a shadow of oneself. Living as a shadow of yourself. When people exist without hope, they exist as shadows of themselves. They are alive, but they are not there. Thirdly, it is living in perpetual anxiety and despair, perpetual uncertainty. Where the future is not clear. A lot of despair. Number four is living without motivation and expectation. Living without motivation and expectation. That leads people to miss life's opportunities. When a man is hopeless, a woman is hopeless, he doesn't expect anything. He's not motivated about anything. So opportunities come and pass. Fifthly, hopelessness makes people to living with unproductive thoughts and suicidal tendencies. Unproductive thoughts. Why am I alive? If things are not working, why am I alive? Unproductive thoughts. That is why it is very, very important to fight hopelessness at all costs. And it is very, very dangerous to toy with hopelessness. Because potentials are arrested. You exist like a shadow of yourself. Anxiety, despair. No motivation. You are not excited about nothing in life. Of course, thoughts are very, very unproductive. Now, what are the causes of hopelessness? Which are the enemies of hope? Number one, situations of delay. Situations of delay. Romans chapter 4 and in verse 17 where we read. Romans 4, 17, as it is written, I have made you father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18, he said, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. If I can have the Living Bible or the New Living Bible translation of verse 18. The Living Bible or the New Living Bible translation of verse 18. Even when verse 18, the last scripture, the last New Living translation, even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he will become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, That's how many descendants you will have. Seasons of delay brings attack on hope many times. But one thing is very important to note. Every divine purpose is for an appointed time. If God has a plan and a purpose for your life, it is for an appointed time. Every divine purpose. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3 said, for the vision or the purpose of God is for an appointed time. At the end he shall speak. Every child of God is a clay in the hand of the potter. Jeremiah chapter 18 verse 4 and 5. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. If you are a child of God, you are clay in the hand of the potter. What is most important is not whether time is going. What is most important is whether you are still in the potter's hand. For as long as you are in the hand of the potter, the delay will be over. For as long as your life remains in his hands. Father, I am in your hands. I am in your hands. I am in your hands. I refuse to remove myself from your hands. I am in your hands. Shape me. Shape me. Mold me. Break me. Mold me. I'm just in your hands. For as long as you remain in the hands of the potter, he will finish you well. The Bible says, let us run the race that is set before us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Since we have the cloud of witnesses, let us run the race that is before us. So you are in a race. What is most important is keep running. You will reach the end. Just keep on taking steps. Keep making moves. Just remain on track. And you will reach the end. Today, I decree that every delay that is temporary with the hope of anybody be over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two is the facts of life. Causes of hopelessness. The facts of life. The facts of life, what they call facts of life, at times can bring the loss of hope. For example, young lady is advancing in age, is a fact. But she's not yet married. The hope could be lost. Woman is in her 50s or in her 60s, but not a child yet, is trusting God for the fruit of the womb. But the fact said that it's not easy at that age. These are the facts of life. There are many other facts of life. But one thing is very important. The power of God is never at the mercy of the facts of life. The power of God does not bow for the facts of life. The facts of life bow for the power of God. The facts of life will always bow for the power of God. Genesis 18 verse 14. God speaking with Abraham and Sarah concerning the issue of the womb. He said, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.
at the time, is anything too hard for God? Jeremiah chapter 32 and in verse 17, and then also verse 27, he said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Nothing. Yes, there are people who have married at age 40, women, 45, 50, and gave birth to children. I know a woman that, a neighbor when we grew up at home, who I think got married in her 50s, still gave birth to her child. The facts of life. It is only among men that mathematics matter. When you go before God, it is not mathematics that matter. It's rhematics. Revelation. The rhema you carry. The revelation that you have. What you know of God. What you know of His word. That is what matters. Not mathematics. It is rhematics. Not mathematics. It's rhematics. Somebody say amen. And everyone seated here tonight or listening to the sound of my voice, anywhere you are, and there is a fact staring in your face that say, "Look, have you seen anybody of your age or this or that? I declare they shall collapse before the power of God. They shall collapse before the power of God." Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm a medical doctor by training. Listening to a music and dancing is not part of the cure for polio. It's not part of the therapy. It's not part of the treatment. But a little child, 3 years, put by polio, failure to thrive as well as polio. Now, failure to thrive can come out of any other major organ disease, whether it's a heart disease or a lung disease or a kidney disease. A major organ that is arresting the growth of the child, minus the polio, both of them blasted off because he was hearing, "Keep holding on and keep holding on," and he stood up to dance. Paralysis disappeared, crippling disappeared. The power of God is never at the mercy of the facts of life. That was number two. Number three is negative reports of life. Negative reports. This is in the category of medical reports and the category of any other kind of report. Able-bodied young man wants to go and donate blood to help his brother or sister. Then he said he's HIV positive. And he has no clue where the HIV came from. Then they said it's hepatitis positive. I've seen people, known of a lady who had never known what it means to know a man and was told it's HIV positive. Seen such things. So those kind of reports may come. There are people who actually say, "What is the use living? What is the use being alive with HIV? What is the use living with this terminal diagnosis? Let me just die." There are people who just lose hope on the spot. But scripture said, "Who has believed our report?" Isaiah chapter 53 and in verse 1. "And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Two things are clear. The report of the Lord is superior to the report of the world. The report of the Lord is superior to the report of the world. That first one is very clear. For everything the world is reporting, there is something the word is reporting. For everything the world is reporting, there is something the word of God is reporting.
Are you ready for the next thing I want to say? When you believe the report of the word, you experience the revelation of the arm of the Lord. When you believe the report of the word, you experience the manifestation of the arm of the Lord. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So if you believe the report of the Lord, you will see the arm of the Lord. The arm of the Lord. It's not up to a month ago, I'm sure thereabout, when they brought a young boy to me. He has passed his entrance to go to school, and he was told to do medicals. And hepatitis is positive. Hepatitis C, and I think A or B or something like that. Mother is jittery. Everybody is jittery. I have the young man. It's very, very robust kind of young man. And when I see such young people, I like to play with them a lot. Hug me. Embrace me. Oh, I like the way you are looking. Can you show me the kind of food you are eating that makes you very fertile like this? Let me be like you at least so I can have more respect. I was playing with the young man. The mother was here, tensed up, and then we got hepatitis. Boy of about 11 or 12 years old. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. To go and come back, hepatitis found his way back to hell. Not a trace. Hepatitis antigens cleared out. Antibodies cleaned out. Not one trace of any viral load of hepatitis forever. I met a man about 15 years ago. He brought his sister to me. The sister is in this church till today. He said, this is my sister. They say she's HIV positive. AIDS. I think the husband had already died of the same. Say, Pastor, please pray for this, my sister. They say there is no cure for that thing. Say, but I am sure because of my sister, there must be a cure. We prayed. The little baby that was the baby that they had around 3 or so years at that time is in the university now. The mother is alive and well, still in church till tomorrow. To show that the verdict of man, it does not equal the sentence of God. It does not equal the sentence of God. It is not to everybody on earth according to the report. But it is to everybody according to their faith. Matthew chapter 9 verse 29. Matthew chapter 9 verse 29. It is unto you. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith. It is not unto you. According to the report. It is unto you. According to your faith. I prayed for a man many years ago. 15 years ago, the year of 2005. Prostatic enlargement. Prostate-specific antigen was, well, a bit up. Just mildly. But there was prostate enlargement. Built for surgery. And it was prayed for. And now, the way elderly people talk, he began to talk in that sense. Right? I'm going in for surgery. I don't know, but in case this is this and this is that. And I said, don't talk like that. He was prayed for. It wasn't more than 5 minutes. Next day, he saw his professor of surgery. Surgery canceled. Symptoms disappeared. 15 years later, in the year of 2020, he went back to check himself, and the prostate is better today than 15 years ago. Better today than before than 15 years ago. Better now. Ay, 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 ay. That is the kind of God we serve. I am announcing to someone here today, in the name that is above every name, every report from hell that is challenging your faith and challenging your hope, tonight that report is deleted. Is deleted. Is deleted. Shout the loudest amen. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Wow.
What are the things that make people hopeless? Delay situations, the facts of life, negative reports of life. Number four, exhausted physical human effort. Exhausted physical and human effort. When people have exhausted all physical and human effort many times, they lose hope. I have done what I know to do. Or in fact, at times, I have done what others said they did and things changed. I have tried my best. That was where Peter was. He fished until he failed. Then he was washing his net. Then Jesus came and stood in his ship and preached from the ship. Master, I have toiled all the night. And Jesus said, launch your net. He said, I have exhausted my expertise. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. There are people, qualification you have, connections you have, intelligence you have, beauty you have, handsomeness you have, fineness you have, eloquence you have, and maybe you have done every of these things, and it looked like none worked. Especially when you, the same thing you are trying to do by yourself, you assist others and it works for them. And the devil said, forget about it, lose hope, forget about it. I have just one thing to tell you. The end of human effort is the beginning of divine action. The end of human effort is always the beginning of divine action. What is the end with man is the beginning with God. The ancients of old said, I heard it from Lester Sumrall and then Maurice Cerullo, both of blessed memory. They said, human extremity equals divine opportunity. Human extremity is divine opportunity. When the devil has done his worst, the stage is set for God to do his best. Don't forget this. God works the most when only He can take the glory. Where that glory will not be directed to your wisdom, it will not be directed to your connection, it will not be directed to your intelligence, it will not be directed to even any effort. God works the most when only He can take the glory. I told you this funny story before. 500 level medical student, the end of 500 level. We have finished pathology exam, which covers microbiology and covers histopathology, covers chemical pathology, covers hematology. Microbiology includes virology and immunology and parasitology and bacteriology. I now wrote histopathology examination, which is over 100%, three questions. Each question carried 25%. It's a closed marking system. Now, you can get each question is 25% and you have about three questions to write, so you can get 75% and above. And they asked a question. Write the autopsy findings of a man dying of primary liver cell carcinoma. Autopsy findings, that is, This man is dying. Autopsy means you cut him after he has died to find out what killed him. They asked a medical question and I replied with a grammatical answer. See, autopsy finding of a man dying. You know, when medical doctors say he is dying, it's concluded. They don't know what it means that a person will recover. No. I mean, the prognosis is poor. That is primary liver cell cancer. That is death on the spot. So the man will definitely die. And so if when he dies and you do autopsy, what will you find? My answer was one line. The man has not died. Why should we do autopsy? You can imagine what I will get out of such a question. Zero. 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 0%. And there is no way to pass. No way to pass it. Now the exam is such that if you now, I mentioned pathology, I mentioned chemical pathology and all that. If you fail one, you have failed all. You repeat the year or repeat the whole thing. Now, I said, when I came outside the examination hall, I realized what has happened. Too late to correct. Wow. This is how they ask the questions. Really? I said, Lord, you know that I know the answer. The only challenge is I misunderstood the question. Don't even help me do any expo. The answer you know that is in my heart. Please help me write it down. And God, the helplessness of man manifests the almightiness of God. Nothing God likes like sincerity. Your helplessness just brings him. You know what happened? By the time the result came out, one of those who marked the script, a woman, saw me at the teacher hospital coming. She said, congratulations. What kind of answer did you write like this? Result has not come out yet. Congratulations. You dealt with that subject.
Hey! I wish I can see that woman again so I would tell her exactly what happened. Because she didn't, I mean, all she knew was that what kind of answer was that in this exam? You just dealt with the question. Congratulations. Only God. Only God. Only you can do what no man can do. Only you can do. I prophesy to somebody. No, I told you, I say God works the most where only he can take the glory. Where you have exhausted, your effort is not going to help you. Your wisdom can't help you. Your intelligence cannot help you. Your connection cannot help you. Then God works the most at such a time. I prophesy to you today, in that situation of your life now, where only God can take the glory, I declare he will manifest himself in the name of Jesus.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Exhausted physical human effort. You don't lose hope. When you have tried all you can, just give space and let God step in. And let him go. That's number four. Number five is lack of human help. The lack of human help. Now this is important because most people think, especially in Nigeria, that until you know people, you can't succeed. People lose hope when they think that there is no physical human being that can help them in one situation or the other. No physical human being. That's why you hear people say, you are my only hope. They look at a mortal human being, say, you are my only hope. What a waste of hope. Don't say that to anybody, not the president of a country,
not a pastor, not an apostle, not a prophet. Don't say that to any human being, that you are my only hope. If they are your only hope, then what is the place of God? You are my only hope, you are my last hope. Don't say that. I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121. He didn't say I will look up unto a man. I will look up unto a senator. I will look up unto my uncle. I will look up unto the pastor. I will look up unto the prophet. I will look up unto the apostle. I will look up unto my bank account. I will look up. I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. One of the things that God has helped us, it gets some people angry at times, but that is the reality. There is not one mortal man from the day this church started till tomorrow that can be called the financier or the sponsor or the major pillar or the person. If not this person, this church cannot function. There is not one that I am aware of. In case you hear anybody say it is we or me or us that are responsible for the movement of that church, you are face to face with a person who is about to die. And it's not a curse. Because that you are seeing a person who wants to take the glory of God. He said, my glory will I share with no man. I can't even say that. I don't know the number of times I have flattened my own personal account in the course of assignment. But I can never say that. Never. Not in the dream. There are giants of faith who have come and have gone. Did the work of God stop? Giants, 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 giants. Kenneth Hagin, E.W. Kenyon, T.L. Osborne. Massive, massive people who passed through the air. They came, they left. War continue. Soldier come, soldier go. Barrack cannot be empty. Hallelujah. Why am I saying that to you? Please, never place your hope in a man. Never place your hope in a mortal human being. Let me say that like this. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Listen, God is our help in time of trouble. Hello? Is our very present help. Do you understand that God, now put that scripture again, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. Present help. Which means there are helps that are not present. Do you know it's possible to be in a situation where there are people who can help you, but they are not present? And there are plenty of people who are present around you, but they can't help you. There are plenty, they are around. But help me now. I need just 3 million to help me do this. I said, for where? If you hit me on the ground 100 times, you cannot get out. 30 naira. Do you understand what I'm saying? The guy is around. But what of help now? Iba. It's not there. And there are those who may be able to help you per time, but they are not available. Did I tell you the funny story of our wedding? Our wedding 26 years ago. My wife was the doctor of the first lady at that time. They had even traveled to Germany with presidential jet. All that and all that and all that. And when our wedding was getting near, as a normal human being, you are calculating how the excellency will arrive at the occasion and what are the possibilities. 2 weeks to the occasion, power changed. That was where the journey started from.
God passed us through some schools so rugged that today I look up to God absolutely. A man promised to take care of, he will buy cow, he will do this and do that for the wedding. Government was owing him money, he did contracts and so on. They paid him the money after the wedding. Which means cow was nowhere to be found. Wedding venue we planned to use was not, couldn't be used. Guests that I invited, one from was coming from the south, one from the southwest, one from the south. Fuel crisis hit the country. All of them apologized. They cannot come. But what was very important was I was able to come for the wedding. And my wife too came for the wedding. And those two people are very important for the wedding to hold. May God bring you to a point where for the rest of your life, the only one you will have to look up to is Jehovah God. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. May God bring you to the point in your life where the only person you will look up to is Jehovah God. Shout the loudest, amen. Check yourself. Please understand that man can fail. Man can change. If the man himself does not change, situations around him can change. Man can fail. Man can change. Unfortunately, man can die. But God cannot fail. God cannot change. God cannot die. That is why he's the most reliable, the most dependable, ever reliable, ever dependable, ever trustworthy. I'd like you to give God a try. And I can assure you, he will never fail you. He will never fail you. Shout the loudest, amen. Somebody say amen. A louder amen. I have so many things to say, but let's all look up to God alone. This construction started in a previous administration. After about a year or two of construction, it changed. New policies, new everything, to the point where exchange rate multiplied. From 190 to 300 to 350 to 450 to something. I think it reached almost 500 and something. It multiplied construction costs many times. With importations of construction materials, the beam you see around the perimeter here, it costs several millions in importation duty to bring into the country without zero naira waiver as a charity organization or a non-profit organization. Not one naira was given free of charge, and yet no stress, no struggle, no pressure, no begging, no mortal human being. And the God who is big enough to build a big house has enough big pocket to release big resources to handle his project. Is God speaking to anybody here? When you look up to people, when they change, your life also changes. When they sink, you sink. Am I communicating at all? When you look up to people, when you look up to mortal human beings, your future can never be guaranteed. Lack of human help. Look at your neighbor, say, the most important help I need is the help of God. And that help is a constant. Finally, give the Lord a shout of praise. Finally, the final thing that causes loss of hope is what I call the absence of light. Light. You know, in the physical, when there is no light, you feel hopeless and helpless. You can't find your suit, you can't find your shoe, you can't find anything. I told you the story I read about the rats that were put inside containers with control group and another group, study group, where this one was seeing light, the other one, they covered them. The ones that were seeing light inside the bucket, from the bucket or from the drum, as long as they kept seeing light, they lived longer. The ones that were covered completely in darkness died faster. And light is nothing but the word of God. In the beginning was the word. Psalm 1, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The thing was in the beginning. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lamp and light. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. The light of scripture charges hope. It makes hope to come alive. That is why many of us tonight, your hope is coming alive because of the word you are hearing. What do you do when your hope seems to be going down? Charge it up with light. Charge it up with scripture. Charge it up with this kind of message you are hearing now. Charge it up. Charge it up with the word of God. Charge it up with what God said. Let the scripture, let the revelation of scripture charge up your hope. And it is a new day for you. In my conclusion tonight, whatever it will take you to keep your hope alive, do it. And when I say whatever, every single thing legitimate to keep your hope alive, do it. Do it. God is true. God is on the throne. God lives. And he rules in the affairs of men. He doesn't have partials, or it is not partial. He doesn't have favorites, but he has intimates. When you are close to him enough, it appears as if he is partial with you. But that is not so. Beloved brothers and sisters, I welcome you to a hope-filled living. Don't give that devil any space in your life. Every time you carry face that is depressed, you are congratulating the devil for winning in your life. You are giving him cause to give you more depression. But when you get up, dress up, get out of that enclosure, and you are telling the devil, you can't keep me down. You can't keep me depressed. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. Get up. Dress up. Step out. Refuse to be tied down. Refuse to be kept down. Get up out of that breakbed of depression. Possible, light on. There's a light on the light. Don't let the devil keep you in darkness, cover and just there. No. It's better you groan in the spirit. Laka barada gaja gada gala, leta taka barada gala Yahusha, lefita kabarada gala gaya. That is better for you. Let me tell you, if not for God, this person standing in front of you today will not be standing here now. I cannot be standing here now. When I was a small boy, a drunkard carried me to the express road, stood in the middle of the road with me and him, and held my hands. I wanted to run, he refused. In the middle of the highway, vehicles from both sides. Confirmed drunk, wicked drunk. I think he's a wizard. Middle of the road. I wanted to run. He held me back. That man died drunk. They broke the door to locate him 3 days after dying.
That is just a tip of the iceberg in terms of what people pass through growing up. What the enemy orchestrate and organize against people that could not succeed. I will be convulsing. The black of the eye is gone. Only the white is there. And my mother will run from anywhere she is. This boy is dying again. That's the boy standing in front of you today. My mother told me, she said, no wonder the devil didn't see you for eye, like they say in vernacular. He didn't see you for eye because of what you are meant to become. He said, no, I can now understand why that devil didn't see you for eye. At 6 weeks, the pregnancy was threatened. She bled as if she has miscarried. The pregnancy that carried this guy. When it was time to deliver, she went to the hospital. Hospital people say, you are not in labor. She said, I'm not in labor. I don't know labor again. This is pregnancy number 5. I'm not in labor. She went back home. On the bare floor of the compound, child arrived. This guy you are seeing here. Is it written on the forehead that this child was born on the floor in the compound? That is risk of tetanus, risk of diphtheria, risk of every childhood infection. What if the child was coming with a cord around the neck? What if the placenta was preceding the child coming? What if for some complications? The child came, delivered the placenta, cut the cord before calling people. Have you heard of such a thing before? You have it. I'm saying that because you need to hear stories and hear about things in the lives of people to know that if the devil fought you from your childhood or is fighting you now, he's fighting a lost battle. Whether he fought you from childhood or he's fighting you now, he's fighting a lost battle. 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 And you shall fulfill your destiny.
As a young man, where the university in those days, there was riot, some sort of riot. Police came, tear gas, shooting, all manner of things were happening. So much confusion. I was in the story building, the floor of the hostel. Where I leapt from that floor, landed on the ground, went my way. Some bruise, but I went. Now, supposing you landed on your head. Supposing you landed and broke your leg. You landed and broke your hand. Nothing broke. Your future is great. Your future is great. Your future is great. And no devil can stop that future. I said your future is great. And no devil can stop that future. Shout the loudest amen. Are you ready to celebrate the King of Kings tonight? Lift your hands and lift your voice and thank him. Because there is hope for you. 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 Lift your voice. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Father, we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands after me and say, Father, I come before you today
My hope is in you. Delay cannot stop me. No fact of life is superior to the truth of the word. No fact of life is superior to the word of God. No negative report can resist my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Father, the end of my effort is the beginning of your action. Step in, Lord. I apply for your help. I look away from man. Open my eyes to see the light of hope. I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Master, I surrender my life, I surrender myself to you tonight. As I'll take the communion tonight, I receive a fueling of my hope and my expectation. I receive it, a fueling of hope and expectation in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, my future is guaranteed. The enemy can't stop me. The agenda of wickedness can't stop me. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Precious name. One of the ways to keep your hope alive is by exuberant appreciation. Praise. Psalm 71, verse 14. Alright, from verse 13. From verse 13, it said, let them be confounded and consumed that are my adversaries, or the adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my heart. But I will hope continually. And when I hope continually, what will I do? I will yet praise thee more and more. I will hope continually, and in my hope I will praise you more and more. Anybody ready to praise God for the next 7 minutes? Charge your hope and keep your hope alive by your praise. And what is this praise all about? My future is great. My future is intact. The plan of God for my life must come to pass. The agenda of darkness cannot happen in my life. Are you ready for that? And we have who I used to call Saxophone King. King Mike Aremu, all the way from both Lagos and England. And he's with us tonight. So he will take a saxophone praise session. And are you set? Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Glory be to the Lord. Are you looking?
Hallelujah. Glory be
hopelessness, the plague of despair. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit, 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 pray in the spirit. Let the rain descend in the managaya la galaya la hasha. Pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. The supremacy, the dominion, the rule, the sovereignty. Mashana managaya la hasha. The Lord showed me to speak to someone here tonight particularly, that from this moment every loss the enemy organized for you is cancelled. Every spell of premature death for you, your family, your loved ones in the November, December season, anybody connected, related, associated with you that the enemy has planned death or disaster for, I declare that death is cancelled. I decree the reversal of enemy cycles. I decree today. That threat on your life. You had a business transaction and there is a threat on your life because of financial matters. Today, that threat is canceled. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you are tonight, you need to make your ways right with Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly step forward. And I'm going to pray for you to make your ways right with Jesus. To surrender to Jesus. To be born again genuinely. To rededicate yourself to God. To have the yoke of sin broken while we take that communion position. Quickly step forward at the count of seven. I'll give you the count of seven. And those who are watching online, I'm going to lead you in prayer after now. But those here in person, quickly as you come, come with your Bibles. One.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you.
Two. We bless you, O Lord.
Three.
You are holy,
and forever you.
We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, O Lord.
You are holy,
you are holy. Why don't you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why don't you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Abba, Father, we bless you, O Lord. We bless you, Lord, you are holy. You are holy. Abba, Father, we bless you, O Lord.
You are holy.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Place your right hand on your chest. Take your seat. Dr. Miss Anenche, come and lead these people to Christ.
You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy.
El Shaddai. You are worthy, 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 worthy. You are worthy, worthy. El Shaddai.
Yes. Amen.
Pray this after me and mean it from the depths of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Father, thank you for this opportunity to come to you, to receive you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, please forgive me all my sins. Come into my life. Be the Lord of my life. Wash away all my sins. Make me a new person. From today, I turn my back on sin. I will live to please the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We pray for you today. We declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you as I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And for the communion, we declare it blessed. Today, every hope that is dying is coming alive. This communion is the blood of Jesus and the body. Is communicating the very life of the Master into your system. Therefore, anything that is called dead in your life is coming alive now in the name of Jesus. Everyone who has any form of blood disease, receive a supernatural blood transfusion tonight. I declare that your system will be cleared out of hepatitis, of diabetes, of hypertension, of sickle cell anemia, of every form of beta thalassemia, in the name of Jesus. Spirit husband attack, spirit wife attack, serpentine spirit attack, masquerade spirit and ancestral curse, occultic and witchcraft powers, by the power of the blood of Jesus tonight, they are broken. In the name of Jesus, every form of near success syndrome and failure at the edge of breakthrough and spirit of poverty and empty-handedness, by the power of the blood of Jesus, that yoke is also broken. And I decree tonight, supernatural supplies. Everyone here also trusting God to live uprightly. You are battling with one thing or the other. By the power of the blood, the bondage is broken. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Take your seats, celebrate your seats, take the communion, and the counselors will go with the people and pray with them.
You are worthy.